Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 20 February 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are sincerely, seriously glad you're with us. And I do mean that. I really marvel and humbled at the fact that next month will make 31 years on the radio. And all those years, it's because people like you all cared enough to keep it going. There's never been, this has never been a career for me. I'm never taking paychecks or funds out of the ministry. It all goes back into the ministry. But you all have blessed us and honored us with your love and concern and support. And I prayed to God in heaven that I've glorified him and I've been found worthy of him through the blood of Christ and maybe worthy of y'all's respect and some trust because of the record we've had trying our best to serve our Savior, to understand the truth, and to understand that every day I grow more in Christ. Every time I grow more in Christ, I realize I don't know very much at all. But y'all bear with us through so much. I know we don't agree in everything all the time, but y'all stood with us because I think you know we're doing our best to glorify our Father. And I want to thank y'all for that, and I do mean that. We're still struggling with the bills here. I'm trusting that it'll be okay with y'all's help. I mean, that's the only way I can look at it. And I think that y'all keep us in your prayers. I know you will. Before we go further on to our guest tonight, it was going to be Michael Letts. And we had a lot to share. But Michael, sick. Matter of fact, his wife called me about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. He's having a hard time talking. He's got some kind of cough and I guess you say crud. We all get it once in a while. He's on antibiotics and they're trying to get him straightened up. And so she called and said, it'll be okay if we reschedule. And of course it is. I understand where he's coming from. It happens. We'll get Mike on again as soon as possible because he has a lot to share, a whole lot to share. And he wanted to be on tonight so badly. When I talked to him earlier today, he tried. But I could tell by his voice, he was having a hard time just talking to me. So keep Michael and Karen both in your prayers, please. I know where his heart is. I know what he wants to do, so keep him in your prayers. So tonight, just with me and you for a while. I don't get to do this very often, so tonight I'm just going to talk to you a while and share some thoughts with you, and I want to hear your thoughts. If you called last night, that's okay. If you want to call again tonight, I want to hear from you. I want to do what I can maybe to encourage you tonight. Before we get to what I want to discuss tonight, don't forget we're going to try to have Bible study this weekend again. Hopefully have it on site, because I want to start a very important teaching. Now, if I can't go up to the location, then I won't start there. I'll do something different. But we'll have a Bible study, even by Zoom again, here in the home office. So be sure and join us at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us, please. You can go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com and find Rumble. Just go down below the headings there, about, I think about a fourth way in the page, you'll see Rumble, great big letters. Click Rumble at 10:30 a.m. There we will be. The first half hour is always for prayer requests, praise reports, and whatever, folks, that you want to share. We need to take time to pray before we venture out to do our Father's work. That's His direction and protection. So join us if you can on Rumble. If you can't, join us by telephone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Now, if you listen tonight on shortwave and the signal is not very well, very good, pick up the phone and dial this number. I think it still works. 518-931-1121 to listen to the program. 518-931-1121. And we're still offering a book, The Old Jerusalem. There's not the New Jerusalem. Folks, you can call Lisa, 9 to 4 Eastern, every day of the week, and I'll be in office on Thursday, 9 to 4, hopefully. You can call her. If you don't have long distance, you can call her at 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, please call on her toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And tell her what you would like to order from us. Toothpaste, mouthwash, straws, Cartivite, whatever it may be. Our books. And soon we're going to have a new catalog printed up. Hopefully within the next month or so, we'll have a new catalog coming out to you for spring and summer of 2024. I hope that you'll get a copy when it's out and use it perhaps. We're doing our best to keep the lights on here. It's getting tougher because the price of everything keeps going up and up and up. But do call Lisa if you have any questions. If you want to place an order or give a donation, let Lisa know. We'd appreciate it. Now, let's just talk a little bit, okay? I just want to share some thoughts that come to my mind quite often. And tonight's just open conversation. We're sitting down with a glass of iced tea or something. Right now, just talking to each other. I don't care whether you're sitting in your home or your apartment, wherever you are tonight listening to this program. Or even over the weekend when you listen to rerun. I want you to sit down and let's just chat, okay? And if you want to call me and have any comments what we're talking about, please do so. At 844-769-2944, listen to the instructions and then dial 1. Okay, you have to dial 1 to get through because we were getting a lot of robocalls, even on a toll-free number. But let's just talk a minute about life. I'm a lot older than most of you folks, I'm sure. 75 years old, and I'm sure I got several years on a bunch of you. Some of y'all may be even older than I am. If you live in this world long enough, and you're trying to live close to our Father and close to Christ, understand His Word and His will and His way, and have the courage to stand and speak the truth, eventually, sometime along the road, you're going to be attacked. Directly sometimes by demonic entities, which I've been. Sometimes by the minions of Satan, minions or the servants of Satan on this earth will attack you. That's it. Our brother Demetri Dudeman, who's already going to be the father. You may be physically attacked, verbally attacked. You may be shunned. You may be embarrassed sometimes because we're just people. They may call you names, belittle you, maybe laugh at you, mock you, ridicule you. But that's part of standing for the truth, folks. No one that I know of, and I'm talking now to those that are born again. I'm sure everyone goes through many trials, but I'm talking to those that are Christian tonight that have been through things that you don't understand. You don't know why they're happening. You can't comprehend why you've been allowed to go through these things. And it can be sometimes frustrating and scary. Now, I don't care what anybody says. All people from time to time can have situations in life that makes them back up and think, why is this happening to me? Well, every now and then we get our eyes off Christ, don't we? And stumble. We all do that. It's nothing to be upset about except to the point that you don't want to do it again. You ask your Father, please, to give you the courage and the faith to stand. You know, you read it in the book of Job about the life of Job. And the things he went through that were given, that come because his father gave Satan permission to attack Job. Literally attack him. Destroy all that he had on the earth, and even attack his body. But he couldn't touch his soul, couldn't touch his life. We see that Job, as an example to us, went through hell on earth. He lost his properties, his wealth, his children, his home, and even his own wife turned against him. You know, Job said something, though, that I'm not sure that I'll have the courage. I like to think I would to say what he had, what he said in Job 13. It's a beautiful statement that Job said that should give us all a hope and a steadfast commitment to Christ and our Father. He said, though he slay me, talking about God, his father, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, I will not deny him. And that goes back again to Mitchell Dudeman, when he's being whipped, ribs broken, and beaten, electrocuted twice, his teeth fell out of his mouth. I mean, it goes back to him. The same kind of faith, but I'm sure, and I know from reading his biography, that Dimitri went through some up and down times, and I'm sure Job had one time, from time to time, sat and wonder, why is this happening to me? Whatever you're going through right now, folks, and some of you out there tonight are going through some really rough trials, maybe economically, maybe physically, maybe spiritually, as I did for 2 or 3 weeks, and that still isn't quite over all the way yet, but by the grace of God, I'll win the victory. We got to have the faith in us that though he slay me, though he allows all manner of things come against me, yet will I trust him. He said, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. I will not change my ways before him. I will love him and do my best to serve him. But he went on, next verse says, he shall also be my salvation. For an hypocrite shall not come before him. He said, I'll not turn around. I'll not be a hypocrite. He will be my salvation. I will not backslide. I will not give up. I will not turn away. That's what Job was saying. Tonight, somewhere, listen to this program tonight, somewhere in this country, listening now or on a repeat broadcast or whatever, someone is going through a hellish situation. Maybe it's with a loved one. Maybe you have a child that's on drugs or a husband that's abusive or a wife that's unfaithful. I don't know what it is. But if you love Christ and you're born again, your Father knows what it is. And he knows how to give you strength and faith. You know, in the book of Matthew chapter 14, you all read this many times, I'm sure. Well, Christ come to the boat that the disciples are in, walking on water. And the disciples were scared. They thought they were sawing a spirit. They thought they saw a ghost. They couldn't believe that. They looked up and saw Christ walking towards them. They thought they saw a ghost. And Christ said, don't be afraid. Be of good cheer. It's me. I'm coming to you. Be not afraid. And Peter, being somewhat of a individual who likes to spring up and do things quickly, a little bit maybe anxious on some things and just want to get involved. Hey, said, if Peter said, if this is you, Lord, if it really is you, let me come to you on the water. Now, keep in mind that Christ was still in the flesh. He was not a spirit yet. He didn't have a perfected body yet the way he did in resurrection, or we will have. And Christ said, come on, Peter. And Peter did. He stepped out of the boat and walked on water. He literally walked on the water. I don't know how far he went. Doesn't say. I have no idea if he went took two or three steps or walked 20 yards. I have no idea. But he took his eyes off Christ and took a look at the world around him. Now, let me make this point here. Oh, my gosh, and my goodness, and my. How overwhelmed I would be if my hope was in this world. How overwhelmed, discouraged, and frightened I would be if my only hope was in this world and the answers that this world gives. People's hearts, the Bible says, will fail them because of fear in the last days, and it's happening right now. Fear has always been, that in our generation, this last few years, fear has become such a crippling and killing disease, even among God's people. I know I'm different. I know I'm old-fashioned. I know a lot of people think I'm crazy. But I don't like to fly on airplanes. You know why? Not because I'm afraid of flying. I've flown all over the world. In the military, in the Air Force. I don't like being treated like a criminal. Take my belt off. Take my shoes off. Take this, do that, move this. I don't like being treated like a criminal and having to prove myself worthy or innocent before I can get on that plane. It makes me angry. But when I say that to people, well, it's for our own good. See, that is a lack of faith, period. I know I'm not saying to be foolish. I'm not saying that at all. But I flew around the world before there were TSA to walk through. You walked out to the gate. People walked down with you to tell you goodbye. There was no screenings. There was no heartache. There was no problems. And there never was really any problems. But they had to make problems up to get us afraid enough to follow the rules. You see, fear is a controlling factor. Satan controls us through fear. And we will give up every liberty we have if they promise a little bit of security. And y'all know what Ben Franklin said about that. So understand that fear is a crippling, debilitating, and can be a deadly thing, and that's the truth. That is the truth. Now I'll make a few more comments here, and I will get your phone calls, I promise. I'm not going to rush it. I won't finish this thought. Peter did very well. He got out and walked on the water. No problem. Come on, Peter. Peter jumped out of the boat and started walking towards Christ, and then he made the mistake of taking his eyes off Christ and looking at the world around him. What did he see? He saw waves, big waves maybe. It says boisterous water, big waves. And he was afraid. What did I just say about fear? He looked around him, he saw what was going on, and he became afraid. There was nothing wrong with looking to the waves and seeing the waves. That wasn't the problem. The waves couldn't harm him. The problem was he lost his faith. And I encourage you tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever it is in your life you're going through, don't lose faith. Oh, my gosh, sometimes, folks, that's so easy said. That's so easy for me to say it. Isn't it? We all don't lose faith. That song the McCamey sung, God on the Mountain, it's easy to have faith when you're on top of the mountain. It is. But Peter become afraid. And he started to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. I'm sinking. At least he had enough sense to know who to go for help and who to ask for help. You see, when I go through warfare, whether it be I go through physical trials, mental trials, or spiritual trials, as I have been for a few weeks, I say, Lord, save me. At least have enough faith to know where I can turn for help. And Peter did. And Christ immediately reached out his hand and brought Peter up out of the water. He said, and Christ said, oh, you little faith. Oh, he said that to me, I'm sure, many times. Why did you doubt? I have to think that Paul, when he was in prison, being whipped, and Peter, and John, and all of them, John was in exile. I have to think sometimes they have problems with their mind and heart briefly, wondering what happened. Why am I here? Why would I be worthy of this? Then I personally stop and think, what did my Savior do to be worthy of the stripes on his back? Or the crown of thorns he wore? Or the nails driven into his hands and feet? What did he do to deserve that? You see, he didn't. I deserved it. But he did it for me and you. So sometimes walking in faith is more difficult than others. But faith has to be something that is tangible in your life, whether you're going through good times or bad times. And I understand, folks, believe me, only being a mere mortal, I understand what it's like to go through situations that sometimes can try your faith. The faith being tried becomes a much richer, more valuable asset in your life. Faith that is tried becomes even stronger. It's like going to the gym and working out to build your muscles up. Your muscles are being tried, and they may hurt, and they may rebel. They may not like what they're going through. But they build more muscle. You become stronger. Faith is the same thing. It's a muscle. The more it's exercised, the stronger it gets. I'm not through yet, but I'm going to take a phone call. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And you're talking about people being tried. And a lot of times we forget, and well, the church won't even teach it anymore, is the attacks of Satan on our lives. I went through some serious spiritual warfare here a couple of years ago, that just about almost destroyed me, and how Satan took down the weakest part of my home to come after me. And, you know, through faith, we can overcome the devil.
That's right.
Because what he says in James chapter 5, I think it's verse 8, he says, submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. And we, you know, I think sometimes we forget that. And that's a very powerful teaching that, you know, just to submit ourselves to God. And we can stand strong against the devil. I mean, if we practice spiritual warfare, which the church many times don't even teach anymore, I do. But it doesn't teach spiritual warfare, how to go up against the devil. We lose every time. But when we do practice spiritual warfare, Satan can't stand hanging around the same neighborhood. Because
that's
we're practicing truth. And as long as
thing,
we practice, yes.
One thing Satan can't stand is praise to God. He can't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says God inhabits and praises his people. That's where he inhabits. But Satan can't stand that. So if you start praising God and looking to him, Satan cannot stand that.
Oh, I know it. That's why he tries to keep us from doing it.
Exactly.
And, you know, and to worship God. Oh, I love worshiping him. And, it's, you know, I know people think worshiping God is just singing and clapping hands. No. It's just a spoken word to God is worshiping him. Acknowledging him, acknowledging who his son is and Holy Spirit is, and honoring him for that, that's worship. And again, the devil hates that. He does not like it. And the demons can't stand it. And, you know, the principalities are going to be there no matter what. But when we stand, like you said, just to praise God, to worship him, the devil can't stand being in the same neighborhood.
No, he can't. And I've said this many times, and it's something I kept in my mind for many years. Worship is obedience, and obedience mm-hmm. is worship.
Yes.
It's just that and simple. When you obey him, you're worshiping him.
Right, and the words coming out of our mouth out of obedience is worship.
That's right.
Because I agree. It is acknowledging him in truth. That's worship. And I love worshiping the Lord.
You know, amen.
I mention sometimes on my broadcast, and this is something that I found that the devil absolutely hates, is the Bible, the King James Bible. It's mm-hmm. the most beautiful love story any man can ever read. It's a story of love, hate, war, peace, government, citizens, stories of a great woman and great men, and it all talks about past, present, and future like a newspaper. But it's the greatest book, and when we dive into that book, and I remember telling you here not too long ago, when I went to the King James, how Satan attacked me so hard, I was almost in tears asking God to teach me that book. That, you know, I knew the truth about the old King James was the right book to read. Because I never came in such attacks in my life than to read that Bible.
Well, anytime you pick up the right sword, Satan mm-hmm. is fearful. He's fearful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Galatians chapter 5. No, Ephesians chapter 5.
Yes.
Spiritual warfare.
Yes,
putting
absolutely.
On the whole armor of Jesus. And, I mean, that's a beautiful teaching in itself, the whole armor of Jesus. And it's a way of challenging the evil. We have that authority. Luke 10:19, I give you all power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and all the power of the enemy. Nothing by enemy shall harm you. God has given us that authority. He's given us that power. He's given us the ability to stand on our two feet and look the devil in his eyes and say, get out of here.
Amen.
And that's where a lot of times the church has failed, because the church has failed to teach spiritual warfare. They actually go to the point saying, well, if you're that sick, go see a doctor. Or if this is what's happening, go see a psychiatrist. But they won't acknowledge that, hey, it's Satan that's doing the attacking.
I totally agree. Good call, Joe. We're out of time, but thanks for call, Joe. Appreciate it. Thank you. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about, and your phone calls as usual. Appreciate the call, Joe. Thank you very much. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back again. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I hope you're listening tonight, and somehow or another, maybe I'm encouraging some, because I know tonight, out of this audience, all over the world, people listen, and somebody's going through a hellish time. Hey, I don't. Maybe somebody's listening in the Middle East or Russia or Ukraine have had their homes wrecked and destroyed, and their loved ones are in battle, or I don't know what's going on. Who knows? Who knows what's happening around the world where you're listening right now? I don't know, but God knows. You see, we're told, and this sounds so simple, and it seems like nothing, when Christ in Matthew 16 said, listen, if you want to move the mountain out of the way, you can do it. It's no big deal. And Matthew, he said, just have the faith as a grain of mustard seed. Don't think about it. Just have that faith. Don't be considered. And Matthew, I'm said 16, it's actually 17. I think 17. He said, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say this mountain be removed and it'll go. So you must. I guess I must have to understand just how small my faith really is. If the faith of a grain of mustard seed can move a mountain, and I'm struggling with a little battle, maybe my faith needs to be increased. And Christ said to increase our faith. And faith increased by going to the Word and standing for the truth, going through battles, winning battles, watching Satan flee at the name of Jesus. That builds our faith. I don't know how else I can say this, except we face a lot of things in this world that we don't understand. Many years ago, I had something happen to me that, well, I was 43 years old at the time. I'm 75 right now. It's been not long ago. Happened to me that really, I was 46. I'm sorry, 46. Tried my faith. I was accidentally shot. Went through three or four surgeries before I finally started regaining my strength. It was hard. It was. But I give all praise to my Father in heaven that not once through that battle, by His grace, did I doubt that He was with me. Did I doubt that He was not watching over me? Not once, and saw to His glory. And I was under a satanic attack. I truly was. But He sustained me. When I was laying with my stomach cut open from right below the breastbone down to the belly button, a little lower, being healed from the inside out, and my wife, Marstrine, cleaned the wound every day, twice a day. That was a trying time. But by His grace, and His grace alone, He sustained me. He watched after me. He protected me. He provided for myself and my family, and I still had family home then. My boys, two of them, are still here. So we all had needs. Nothing stopped as far as needs went. But I don't mind telling you these things because it's all to His glory. It isn't anything bragging on me. We had bills come due like a power bill. And Marshall will attest to this. More than once the funds come in, the money come in right to the penny to pay that bill. I'm serious. So I've learned, not perfectly yet, but I've learned that my Father is capable of watching over me, taking care of me. And I don't understand why my wife, Marcia Jean, has been through so many physical situations and trials. But He sustained us through it. He still is. I don't understand all the ins and outs of all this, folks, but I'm not made to understand. I'm just told to have faith, and have faith I do. Not perfect faith. Sometimes the faith wavers, but I have faith. I think again about Dimitri. His wife passed away as a young woman in her 40s. Dimitri went on without her taking a stand for what God said bring to America. My friends, people don't want to hear the truth. Let me tell you this. Now let this sink in a minute. Let this sink in just a minute. When you first hear the gospel of Christ, that you're a sinner worthy of hell, and you're going to hell without repentance, the gospel does not make you feel good at first. It's when you give in to the gospel of Christ through faith. Then that's when that changes to becomes good news to you. It's good news all along. But when you're under conviction, it does not make you feel comfortable. And that's what's wrong with the churches today. They want everybody to feel comfortable. They don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable in the presence of the gospel or the word of God. They want to bring them in to tickle their ears, as the Bible says, and they want to hear smooth things preached to them. They don't want to hear repentance and falling to our knees seeking the will of our Father. But faith is not built without tribulation. Tribulation will help build faith and will bring patience also. I do not have every answer to everybody's situation or problem. I don't. I don't know how to tell you to fix your son or daughter that's on drugs, or to fix an abusive situation with your husband, or a cheating wife, or whatever it may be. I don't know. Or a son or daughter that's become a transgender, a homosexual, a lesbian, whatever. I don't know how to tell you to fix that except through witness and prayer. Witness and prayer is all I can say. But I can tell you that faith will sustain you through it and get you through to the other side if you put your eyes on Christ and don't look at the world. Get your eyes off the problem. Look to Christ for the answer. It may not change a whole lot around you. It may not change anything forever. Maybe the people you're praying for will never receive the gospel of Christ and truth of Christ. But His grace will sustain you through faith in Him. You see, you're saved by grace through faith. His grace will sustain you through the faith you have. Being on the radio 31 years, believe me, I've seen a lot. Been through some things I never thought I would face. Started growing in Christ a little bit along the way, especially the last couple of months when I was going through the trials. He was trying to show me things, and I wanted to hear, but I was just going through battles. But he opened my eyes up to understand more prophecy now than I ever have, and I'm not a prophecy teacher. But the next lesson I'm going to do on who America is in the Bible will maybe build your faith some too to understand prophecy even better. Folks, this is what we're here for. To look to Christ, to stand on His Word, trust Him to guide us and watch over us. I didn't say that we wouldn't go through hell on earth. Millions have. But the promises of eternal life and paradise with Him, folks, and a place of no more tears, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. Eternally in paradise for a few short years of trusting the one that saved our souls. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and I just want to say this pretty much the same things I said last night, and that is, number one, we need to be praying for each other big time. And, you know, there was that old song, Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep. Well, I like you, have been under the worst attack I've ever been in for the last 2 weeks, and yet I have fallen three times, and I haven't broken any bones. I'm 76 years old. I hit hard linoleum floor with hardwood underneath that. Three times probably in the last 3 weeks, and I mean linoleum on top of hardwood doesn't bend too much, or it's not cushioned very much. But praise the Lord that I did not break any bones, because that might pretty much do me in, because you know the things I've written about, and they murder a lot of people in hospitals, by the way. I remember reading a couple books where mafia guys were saying, oh, we like it when people go into hospitals. You just put on a white schmuck, put a stethoscope around your neck, walk in, and then put a bubble in their vein, and just walk out. And they, unless the coroner knows what he's looking for, they just think you died of heart attack or something. And so I praise the Lord for that. I praise the Lord that I'd say about three times in the last 3 days, I've talked with Christian leaders and pastors like Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch and I prayed together. I called David W. Daniels, the head of Chick Publications, today, and I kind of thought it was a good idea. I noticed that their Chinese and Russian tracts are no longer in print, and you have to buy $10,000 for them to turn on their print machines to start making them. So I thought, with all that's coming across the border that Pastor Doug Thornton has told us about, a lot of these military-age men coming across the border, not that many women and children except the ones they're sex trafficking, but they're bringing a lot of military-age men, and Doug noticed that some of the men didn't respond to his Spanish, and Doug isn't fluent, but he can speak good enough Spanish, and he gave them commands, and these guys just looked like they didn't know what he was saying. And so Doug had learned, he thought, I wonder. And he started barking out some commands in Iraq. He learned a few words, like, you know, stick your hands behind your head and that. And when Doug barked out the commands in Iraqi Arabic, guess what? A bunch of these supposed that Mexicans were Iraqis, Muslims, and they were coming across the border. And so we've got all kinds of military age, yes, people coming across, but these are drug traffickers, sex traffickers, and we need to pray for people like Pastor Doug Thornton, Pastor Jamie Walden that are going out and risking their lives and trying to make a dent in this massive invasion that we got going on in the United States right now. We need to be praying for men like Gary and Donna Roby that risk their lives and go out and have cars speed by within a couple inches of them, and at the lowest, the smallest thing that happens is that they almost get run over, and they get people, excuse the expression, folks, but flipping them the bird and making other obscene gestures and that, and hollering at them, not hollering, "Hey, way to go, guys." No, hollering like, who do you think you are? What are you doing out there? And they, some of the people that are protesting for life have had blood thrown at them. Oh, what does the person have? Do they have AIDS? What, you know, you talk about risks, they risk their lives. So kudos to Pastor Butch. Kudos to Pastor Doug Thornton. Kudos to Pastor Jamie Walden. And kudos to Gary and Donna Roby that risk their lives every day. And I think it's so important that we pray for each other and pray for each other's protections. And sometimes when we think we have it bad, do you know that there's some people in my neighborhood up here in Pennsylvania? They're called, Dave and Debbie Noonemaker. They're missionaries. They take a lot of Bibles printed and hymnals printed, I believe, also, Pastor Butch, for the Montagnards. The Montagnards were in Vietnam. They were what they call the Highland people. And so they have Bibles, and they have a dialect for almost every village. You can be in one village and go 10 miles further north, and they speak a different dialect. So they got a bazillion dialects. And Dave and Debbie Noonemaker, I forget the exact name of their ministry, but they're in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. And Dave and Debbie both have been battling cancer. Dave is in remission right now, praise the Lord. But Debbie has cancer horribly. They're not youngsters. They may be even almost as old as old Pastor Butch. But anyway, and me, who's a little bit older than Pastor Butch. But Dave and Debbie have battled cancer. They've been a long time getting these Bibles into the highlands of Vietnam, and they have risked their lives in taking Bibles into those places. So praise the Lord for courageous people. And today I had a Amen. Wonderful blessing. I was talking Amen. To David W. Daniels, who's written probably about three dozen books defending the King James Bible and the manuscripts behind it. And he prayed with me and prayed for me. So, you know, we ought to count our blessings instead of sheep of the people that pray for us, that risk their lives to do what's right, to be righteous. And I just praise the Lord for Call to Decision Ministries and that Pastor Butch has been faithful all these years. And I ask everyone to please pray for the Pastor Butch and his better half, Marcia Jean. Pray for their health. Pray for wisdom for Pastor Butch, what direction to take and what speed to take it. Call to Decision Ministries and to try to help out the people that help him. Lisa Shaw and her family and a bunch of folks, Judy and Crystal, and there's a bunch of Shannon that work there. And Pastor Butch tries to help these folks out by having him work for him. And Lisa Shaw, he wants to hang on to her. So how about folks like my brother Gary Roby says, drop a couple shekels in the mail. Yeah, if you want to order something, that's really great. But if you're not going to order anything, just send in some money to help them with the postage. The postage has gone nuts for sending packages and everything. And so God bless you, Pastor Butch. I love you, and I want call him up sometime and tell him that you love him and that you're praying for him. I think Pastor Butch would appreciate that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. It encourages me. It does. And thank you, Daryl. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you, Pastor Butch.
Talk to you soon. Good guy. Good. He's always asking prayer. Bless his heart. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Jim. Jim, come on in.
Pastor, how you doing?
I'm just preaching a picture. How about you?
Oh, better than the people in North Korea, I suppose. Listen, your broadcast tonight really hits home, but allow me to kind of take the other side for a minute here. You're talking to a very discouraged man who's been discouraged for a couple or 3 years now regarding this faith. I just came out of the Pentecostal church after a independent Pentecostal church after about 15 years. You and I talked about this in your office one day. I've come to the conclusion. I'm now a card-carrying cessationist. Tongues is gibberish. Modern-day prophets ain't, and ain't nobody got the gift of healing. You can ask God for healing, but you can't do it yourself. Otherwise, these people need to go to these hospitals and nursing homes. Okay, and a lot of times I feel that, you know, we give God credit for this and that. And I wonder a lot of times if things just don't, if it's not just that things work out the way they do for the good or the bad. I can just see people going up to heaven and thank you, God, for doing this, and him saying, I wasn't involved in that. It's just the way it worked out.
Well, you know, and, that I understand what you're saying, but I will tell you, and that, I mean, seriously, I know prayers are answered, but that God is sovereign in all things, Jim. He truly is. And the Bible says that he'll take the wrath of man and get praise out of it. The rest of it he'll destroy. He even gets praise out of the wicked because he will use them to further his will upon this earth. I know people don't like to hear that, but it's true. And Isaiah 45:7 said he created both good and evil. So he gets praise out of both of them. Whatever happens to this earth, he knows about it before it happens. I'm not saying he wants to be that way. Man gets to choose his own way sometimes. But you can have faith in knowing that if you trust in Christ, I'm not saying everything's perfect. You're not going to always feel well. You're going to have problems. But faith in Christ is not just to sustain us through this earth, Jim, on this world. It's to get us in eternity with him. Trusting in Christ will get you through life situations. Maybe they won't be pleasant. But the thing we're looking for, the hope we have, is not in this world, but in Christ's eternity. So I understand what you're saying. You can become callous sometimes. I have. Of things I've seen and experienced, but I've learned by trusting my Savior and my Father that nothing happens in my life that's not for his purpose and my good. That's what the Bible promises.
Well, my wife and I are going through a situation now. I've been going through it for a year. It's because of a misinterpretation of the Bible. And the way I look at this is unless he changes her mind, unless she changes her mind, nothing good's going to come out of this. And, you know, you have so many different interpretations of the Bible. You got that. That's why you have the pre-trib rapture, the mid-trib rapture, the post-trib rapture. You got once saved, always saved, verse conditional salvation. You got, there's even a bunch of people on here that believe on the internet that believe the earth is flat. And then you got another bunch that say you can't eat shellfish. I'm from Savannah. Telling me you can't eat shellfish is like telling a man in the desert you can't have water. I mean, he just seems to allow his instruction manual to be misinterpreted.
Well, he doesn't necessarily allow it. Oh, I guess he does in a sense. But man has to study the Word to show himself approved. And you're reading 2 Peter chapter 2. All these denominations you see come from Satan. They didn't come from him. The Word says in the last days will be heresies, which means denominations. Look up the word in the Strong's Concordance. It means denominations. So that came out of Satan. There's only one faith and one baptism, one Lord in the beginning. Man sucked the other stuff out of his thumb along the way and divided the body of Christ. That was Satan's plan. So understand, God warns about this. in 2 Peter, this is going to happen. So don't be discouraged over this. I understand you're seeing God's words coming true.
I'm going to let somebody else rant now, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you soon, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Folks, keep Jim in your prayers. He needs guidance. I know he does. He's frustrated. I understand that. Believe me, I've been bounced back and forth from every wind of doctrine over the years. You got to settle in your heart and mind what the Scriptures tell you and study to show yourself approved. No one ever gets it perfectly right on this earth. It's impossible. But Jim, I just want to encourage you to stay the course with Christ. Don't let Satan get your eyes off him. Remember the waves that Peter saw? Right now you're seeing a lot of waves, a lot of storms, a lot of things in the world. Get your eyes back on Christ. He will guide you through it. Don't be afraid to let him correct you, chasten you if need be. Now understand, folks, we all need chastening from time to time. The ones God loves, he chastens. If he doesn't chasten you, then you're a bastard. You're none of his. So chastening is something we may not enjoy, but it's for our own good, for direction from our Father. I cannot explain everything that goes on. I understand it's all called because of sin as far as evil goes. I understand that man is falling from God further and further every day. This nation is going to hell as fast as time will take it. The church is the biggest problem in this nation today. No, it's not. It's not the murder doctor, the abortionist. It's not the homosexual. It's not the sodomite. It's not anyone else. It's the church that dropped the standard. The church dropped the standard. That's why we must walk now in faith. I'm going to try to get one more quick phone call in. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Bunch.
Listen a minute. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
I've been praying for you in your trial, and you shouldn't be surprised. But what good work you're doing, you're a great watchman, you guessed, you're exposing the devil, the new world order. And the 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which should try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice, inasmuch you are partakers of Christ's sufferings." And you shouldn't be surprised. You're doing a great work for God, and the devil hates what you're doing, man. You're doing a great work exposing the evil, the new world order. Your guests are always outstanding, and don't be surprised. He hates what you're doing, but God will see you through it, and I'm sure everybody out there, go ahead.
I will say thank you so much. That's an encouragement. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate that.
All right. God bless you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Thanks for doing that. I appreciate that, and he's right. We shouldn't be surprised it happens, although sometimes we whine, don't we? We shouldn't be surprised. Folks, be encouraged. Look up. Look up to the one who saved your soul. And if you're not born again, know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Give me a call. Love to talk to you. I really do care, and I love you. And I'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Have a great night, and good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.